Hello everybody, this is Evangelist Daniel Smenes, and I warmly want to welcome you to the audio newsletter from Jesus to All Nations. I'm so grateful that you are taking the time to listen, and together we will share updates about what God is doing throughout the ministry, testimonies of people encountering Jesus, and also you will have a glimpse of the road ahead of us. My prayer is that this will strengthen your faith and remind us all that the gospel truly is the power of God unto salvation. Let's get started. Let's get started. Well, I'm sitting here back home. I just completed a wonderful trip both to Thailand and to Kenya. And also our team is working tirelessly in so many regions, so many nations at the moment, preaching Jesus, making disciples, and raising up others to both think and live evangelistic. And I'm so proud of them. I just wanted to let you in a little bit of what has happened since we talked last time in August. So right now, as you might know, we have a very strong focus in on the nation of Thailand. And we are collaborating with a larger network called Global Evangelism Alliance. And we are holding one of the campaigns coming up already now in 2026, one of the 23 gospel crusades that is planned. Prior to that, we are part of training the body of Christ in Thailand to preach the gospel. We do this through a wineskin, a method, if you will, called Jesus Camps. And Chris Cashin, one of our evangelists, he has taken on that responsibility from our side and is just doing phenomenal, training hundreds upon hundreds of Thai evangelists in these Jesus Camps. And he has just conducted three of those already, one of which I had a privilege to be part of as well. And more are coming now, even in November. But basically what they are doing, they have 4 days of training, teaching them the ins and the outs of the gospel, the heart of the evangelist, the call of the evangelist, how to preach and present the gospel. And then right after, they have 2 weeks of an initiation, if you will, where the Thai evangelists are invited together with an international team to collaborate in preaching the gospel in what we call the youth crusades, the youth campaigns. And just in the course of the last months, there has been tens of thousands of youth in the Buddhist unreached nation of Thailand that has both heard, responded, and received Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior. You know, it's just absolutely historic what is taking place there. And we feel this just in the very early stages of a great move of the Holy Spirit in the nation of Thailand. At the same time, when Chris was doing this, you might not know this, but our dear friend and evangelist, Dag Hegseth, from Norway, he also, together with a team, went down to our city, where we will have the Gospel Crusade next year, to have pastors and leaders training there. There was a long weekend preaching the gospel, preaching, you know, to these precious, precious friends of ours now in Hat Yai about how, you know, they can really dive in to take the whole region for Jesus. And also in the evenings, in two different locations, Dog held mini gospel campaigns together with the local churches in the backyard of the church. It's really amazing. And hundreds of people came. It was such a huge response. People, you know, turning to Christ, coming to the front, surrendering to Jesus from the local communities around the churches, and just being directly plugged in, you know, to the local leadership and to the local church there, which is so integral and so important. And then also we could witness so many people experience the power of the gospel in forms of diverse healings in their bodies, testifying what God has done for them. So I came in just 2 weeks ago to Thailand. So it's a great focus now on the beautiful land of smiles, which Thailand is called at the moment. What I did was a little bit of a different nature. I came in to work with the local committees, to set up the gospel crusade, to set up the gospel campaign coming now in February 2026. And I had some time with the local leadership there, the mothers and the fathers, and they are so excited about what God is about to do in their province, the province of Songkhla. We were chanting together that Songkhla shall be saved, and I can feel the spirit of faith in the hearts, and they are so excited to take on this great initiative to really to see their city and their province shaken by the power of the gospel. You might not know this, but we are planning actually to have multiple initiatives coming in alongside with the gospel campaign. We're going to have school ministries, we're going to have prison ministry, we're going to have street ministry, we're going to have all kinds of ministries where the gospel is being preached. And even if you're listening to this and you would like to take part in that, you can reach out to us, even just to write an email to me at info@jtans.com, and we will make sure that you are being signed up and assigned to a particular place where you can serve from late January until the mid of February prior to the gospel campaign. We're going to have what we call an invasion, and it's going to be an absolute mighty impact for the gospel in Songkhla and the city of Hat Yai. And the churches are ready. We have already 36 of the 50 churches in Songkhla. They have signed up. They are ready. And they are just so beautiful. Just the way that they invite us, the way that they accommodate us. And also we strive our very best, you know, to come beneath them, to serve them, the local leadership. They are truly the heroes that are standing in the gap. And Songkhla Hat Yai, it's located very deep south. And so where you have a lot of radical Islam coming up from Malaysia. So there is a security picture down there that we need to pray that God will just keep things in check there for us. But we want to bring the gospel there where it's really needed. It's needed all over Thailand. But if it's somewhere in Thailand, it is really needed. It's down south. They call it the deep south. Churches are usually living there in fear. They are, you know, they don't dare to be as public as other places that could have precautions, you know. And so we just want to bring the gospel in there. We're going to have an outdoor event preaching the gospel over the course of 3 days. And so the committees are now getting ready. And so I'm really, really thankful to the Lord for what he is doing. Hey, let me you in on something really, I didn't really plan to say, but, you know, as I was traveling, this is a miracle actually, because I was going there for about 3 or 4 days to Hat Yai in our province there. And then after this, I was to fly to Kenya, which you will hear about in a moment, to be part of a fire wave. As I was traveling from Hat Yai to Bangkok, I somehow managed to leave my whole bag with my passport and money at the coffee counter at the airport. And if you have been to Thailand, you know that it's not even necessary anymore to scan your passport or show your passport as you're boarding the flight, because they're using now something they call biometrics, where they would just scan your face and you go through. So I went through this scanner thinking that I have my passport and everything with me all the way till Bangkok, coming into the hotel there. And they asked for my passport to check me in at the hotel. And I realized, man, I forgot my money bag and my passport at the coffee shop just before the gate at the airport. And I freaked out a little bit because that will mean that I won't be able to fly. I won't be able to come over to join 74 evangelists that are just plowing the nation of Kenya. And it will take days just to get like a emergency passport. And I was like, God, what do I do? And so I got this idea just to call the airport, call the lost and found, and see maybe they found it. And they were positive. They actually had found my wallet and the passport and all the things belonging to me. There was nothing stolen. And I was like, praise the Lord. And I said, is it possible? Because I am flying out this very day. I'm flying further. I'm flying out to Africa, Kenya. And they said, okay, when is your flight? Well, it's at 1 o'clock. And they said, okay, we can try to send it to you, but with the very last flight, it will land quite late in the evening, but just be around at the airport and we will see what we can do. And so I got to confirm that my wallet was on the airplane, and then at 11:20, I held the passport in my hand, ran through the check-in, and actually made my way over to the beautiful nation of Kenya, which is what I want to talk to you just briefly about now. I actually made an interview, which you have to tune into, with the vision bearer in our ministry called Nathaniel Manning. So he was the vision bearer for this initiative, where he originally wanted to bring actually hundreds of evangelists in to hold what we call a fire wave in Kenya. And so while I was coming over, they've already been plowing through the nation in six different locations, sharing the gospel, and a team of 74 evangelists. It's just amazing. And they preach in 10 days, they preach the gospel to over 550,000 youth. That is such a staggering number. It's absolutely historic what is taking place there. I'm just reminded about what evangelist, an early minister by the name of Dr. Livingstone. He was mapping out inland Africa, and in hope that there would come missionaries one day in to preach the gospel. He mapped it out, he even marked where people groups were living, where the villages were, in hope that one day there will come missionaries into the nations of Africa to preach the gospel. And so he writes in his journal that he see very little fruit about the labor that he is doing. And he said that we had one conversion last week. We hardly see any. And he writes in his journals that he's not so sure even if that conversion was real. And then he writes this. He writes, but there will be a day in the coming future where there will be conversions in every meeting held on this continent. May they not forget us then, he says, who labored in the night as watchmen. I'm so encouraged by that, because now what we see the masses coming back to Jesus. The next generation, we have a big focus on that, especially in parts of Africa, different nations. We owe them the gospel. And of the 550,000, 380,000 said, yes, I want to receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior. We counted and recorded over 5,500 healing miracles. And I actually want to take you into a testimony that was sent in to us by one of the evangelists who were there. She was also actually with us in the ministry for a number of years. Her name is Patricia Camnasios. If you're listening, bless you. She writes this. She writes, today something wonderful happened in one of our youth meetings. It was so great. Many invited Jesus into their hearts, and we also prayed for healing. At the end, we finished the program. The leader in the location wanted me to come to his office. He told me that during the prayer, his very severe pain and problems in the abdominal area, which he had for a lot of years already, suddenly disappeared. He was so happy, and of course I was too, Patty says. Together we celebrated what Jesus had done for him, full of joy and gratitude. Our team traveled to the next location, continuing this great mission. Isn't that wonderful? Another testimony I want to share with you is from one of the evangelists by the name of Sissel. She is from Norway. She's also part of our Jesus to All Nations family. Down in the description of this podcast also, you will find a way where you can be a part of our Jesus to All Nations family, which is like a family network of evangelists doing things together. And so she writes this. We had an incredible first day of outreach. I just love the Kenyan people. They're so loving, so happy, and so polite. At the very first Jesus Crusade, Kids Crusade today, about 500 youth got to hear the good news about Jesus Christ. Out of them, about 350 responded to the gospel message. Many raised their hands to show that Jesus had healed them. There were in particular two younger kids that came forward and witnessed of their healing. One, he was a young boy who shared that he had been having breathing problems since birth. But today Jesus healed him. It was hard to hold my tears back when I heard his strong testimony. Number two, a younger girl had pain in her back for several months, but today she had no more pain after we prayed for her, and she was moving her back in all kinds of different direction, completely pain-free. What a mighty God we serve. Jesus is truly alive. He heals today. Looking forward to see what God will do in the coming days ahead. Hallelujah. That was from one of the evangelists called Sissel. And it's just been amazing, amazing to see what God has been doing in that nation. There has been people coming from all different countries, 17 nationalities, and even 35 local evangelists from the nation of Kenya has really been going up and down and here and there preaching the gospel for 10 days straight. And if you want to hear more about this adventure and some of the backstory of that, I want you to tune in to an episode that I will just drop down in the link here below so that you can hear what God did. That is going to be started by Evangelist Nate, Nathaniel Manning, and he will just take us into the very, you know, the preparation, the pre-work before going out, what happened during, and what we see that these fire waves are actually doing in every nation where we hold them. We are planning for the 2026 now. We're planning to have 4 major fire waves of this kind, so it's going to be absolutely amazing. Even my wife, Catherine, who is my favorite evangelist on the planet, she is going to lead one in Tanzania in March, and it's going to be absolutely powerful. So if you are tuning in and you desire to be part of that fire wave, you can reach out to us and we will make sure that you are plugged in and prepped up to be able to go out and preach the gospel. Yeah, some of the upcoming events that are coming right now before we end off this audio newsletter is that I will visit in Trondheim from the 17th to the 21st of October. I'm going to be in the Bethel Church there in Trondheim. I'm going to have a wonderful weekend there with my very good friend also, Pastor Alan Indegård, and the church there, and also be part of the Bible school. What's coming also in November is that in late November into the beginning of December, I'll be going also to Nordvestkirka, which is in Hustavika, Norway. And so many of my partners are also from there, and I'm looking so much forward to be together with you there. And then all of you, I want to invite you so much to pray for the Hatyai Gospel Crusade coming up from the 13th till the 15th of February next year. We are expecting God to move in a powerful way. And so please be part of praying for that, even sowing financially into that. We welcome you to stand together with us heart to heart, shoulder to shoulder, and to see the beautiful city of Hatyai impacted by the gospel. Let me end off today with just praying for you, wherever you are, whatever you are doing, whatever you go through right now. I want to pray for you and bless you in Jesus' name. So, Father, I thank you so much for everyone who is tuning into this audio newsletter right now, God. I thank you that you give them just clarity of mind. I thank you for strength to the weak. I thank you for courage to the discouraged, Father. I thank you for insight and wisdom. And I thank you, Lord, for your resurrection power to take a hold of every listener's heart and elevate them. Elevate them. Let them sit on your shoulders to see what you see, to feel what you feel, and to engage in their call, their life, in the way that you created them to, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Well, that was it for today. God bless you so much, and look forward to see you soon again here at Podvet Up audio newsletter next month. God bless you so much.